Now, the Lib Dem leader, Nick Clegg, he's in a bit of trouble. He's admitted knowing of general concerns about the party's former chief executive, Lord Renard, but he says he did not know about specific allegations of sexual harassment until they were broadcast last week. Lord Renard strenuously denies the claims. This is all over the national newspapers, the deputy prime minister, all over the front pages of your national papers. I was speaking to the president of the Lib Dems, Tim Farron, on Five Live last night, and I asked him about the indirect and non-specific concerns about Lord Renard's conduct, and asked if they were about sexual impropriety.
Well, I think what we found out and what we discovered over the last couple of days, really, is that there were rumours about Chris Renard in around the party, but specific allegations that, you know, could have led to any kind of disciplinary action were only really received in the last few days. Although, of course, one of the at least one of the women concerned made it very clear that she felt she'd made those concerns known to other people within the party, not the leader, not the leader's office, earlier. And indeed, one of the things we've got to look at now is the extent to which we may have failed as an organisation in providing a duty of care for
sure.
those women.
And we'll get round to that, Tim. But the major story is whether your party has been involved in a cover-up over recent days.
I mean, it's blindingly obvious that's not
well,
the case.
Well, let me finish the question, Tim, first of all.
Yeah. Yeah,
was your party aware of allegations of sexual impropriety, allegations which Lord Renard strenuously denies? Was your party aware of sexual allegations against Chris Renard in 2008?
Within the party, there had been some rumours, and that is what Nick Clegg and Danny Alexander dealt with in 2008.
How did they deal with them?
My understanding is that Danny Alexander was sent by Nick Clegg to speak directly to Chris Renard to say, look, we have heard that there are some rumours. This, if it was true, is utterly unacceptable. And, of course, Chris Renard denied them completely. Danny and Nick had absolutely no evidence whatsoever at that point of any details. And so it's very difficult to know what anybody in any organisation would then do, particularly when...
Enough detail to ask the chief of staff to confront Lord Renard.
Yeah, well, isn't that a good thing to do? I think it's right. I mean, if you hear gossip or rumour, then you either ignore it completely, and very often when you hear gossip and rumour, that's just what it is.
Was this a formal meeting in 2008?
I wasn't there, so I can't give you an answer to that.
You're the president of the Lib Dems.
Well, I wasn't there, and I wasn't the president of them then, but I can tell you that a meeting took place.
When the Lib Dems, on behalf of Nick Clegg on Saturday, said Nick categorically did not know about these allegations, have the British public been lied to?
No, of course not. I mean, and definitely not. When all said and done, Nick did not know, indeed I did not know, anything about the detail about any particular complaint from any particular woman until Channel 4 told us of the detail of their programme about 24 hours before it came out last week.
But Nick Clegg knew about allegations of a similar nature. Is that fair?
About any specific allegations at all.
Non-specific allegations of it. Well, what were these indirect and non-specific concerns?
Well, the sense that there were rumours about Chris Renard behaving inappropriately with women, shall we say.
Very similar to the allegations that have been made during the Channel 4 broadcast.
I've just given you basically as fulsome information as we had then.
Nick Clegg has issued a statement in which he says that he asked his chief of staff, Danny Alexander, to warn Chris Renard. How could he warn him if he was claiming at the same time he didn't know what they were? Warn him about allegations, but he didn't know what they were.
As I've just said, and I'm sure you have read and listened to Nick's statement in full, you'll have seen that they were unspecific and general rumours about him behaving inappropriately with women. And I'm not even paraphrasing. I'm simply saying that's pretty much the nature of what those rumours had been. And so to sit down with him and say, look, we've heard these. If there's anything in them, they're absolutely, absolutely appalling, unacceptable, and action would be taken. And all we had at that point to go on was Chris Renard's response to those. It's very difficult, in fact, absolutely impossible for any organisation to deal with that in any other way until some specific complaints were made. Now, of course, what could be possible is that within the organisation, complaints had been made to certain individuals who may not have felt sufficiently empowered or confident or had maybe failed in their duty to take that forward. And the party has got to look very carefully at itself and start and be absolutely honest about what it discovers in terms of whether we have indeed let down those women.
Given what you know now, Tim, do you think it's likely you have let down those women?
Well, if what has been is suggested is true, then we certainly will have done, in the sense that on our watch, in our party, a party which absolutely values those who are the powerless against the powerful, will have allowed allowed, I guess, women to have been abused, if that's the right word, treated appallingly and inappropriately by a powerful person.
Lord Renard has issued the following statement. He says, "I absolutely deny any suggestion of improper touching, nor did I invite a woman to join me in my room. I note that these alleged instances supposedly took place in public bars with other people present. I am disappointed and angry that anonymous accusations from several years ago are once again being made public in this manner in a clear attempt to damage my reputation."
Well, indeed. And, you know, just as we have a duty of care to the women who have made the complaints, we also have a duty to abide by the principle that a person is innocent until proven guilty.
Nick Clegg could be in deep, deep trouble, Tim Farron, and let me tell you why. His image that he wants to position is that he is squeaky clean. Now, you can dance on the head of a pin if you want to, and you can say that he did not know about specific allegations. When he was looking the British public in the eye this week, and when he was saying that he did not know about these allegations, he was forgetting to tell the British public that he sent his chief of staff to talk to Lord Renard about sexual allegations.
Well, you remember that this is the first time Nick's actually spoken publicly in any...
His spokesperson. His spokesperson.
Nick knows the story more than anybody speaking on his behalf. And what he states, to make it absolutely clear, that he was unaware, as the case with the overwhelming majority of us, of any kind of specific allegation, any case, any detail.
What about rumour? Why didn't he mention the rumour? Why didn't he mention before now, why didn't his spokespeople mention before now Danny Alexander having been sent to warn Lord Renard?
Well, I think it's important, given the furore over the last few days, that the party is careful in how it deals with this, not least because of what you've just said a moment or two ago, which is that, that Lord Renard strenuously denies the allegations, and it's important to do this in a proper way. And I mean, again, if you were...
The Deputy Prime Minister's official spokesperson tells the country that he did not know about these allegations. It's at best misleading, is it not, to give a statement in which Nick Clegg categorically states to know nothing?
I mean, he's made it very clear that the what he was aware of, and one or two others in the party, maybe more than one or two others in the party, were aware of, was there were some general rumours about Lord Renard. But I mean, in politics and in the media, you probably know better than anybody that, you know, you hear rumours and gossip about people probably far too often, and more often than not, perhaps, I don't know, 75% of the time, those rumours and that gossip is exactly just that.
Well, if it was, well, okay, accepted. Was there any attempt by the party to find who had made the allegations?
Well, that's a very good question, and that's what we're going to find out over the coming week.
Tim Farron, thank you very much indeed. Really appreciate your time. So that's the president of the Lib Dems. You'll hear that story all over the news today. I know it's in our local bulletins. It's a national story as well. You're reading about it in your national newspapers. That's the president of the Lib Dems.